Halon më vruatër kam jolë këndal Qire vuren atar një fua Në kalës kja unuje Aqqion dhe jesë qire Esnja në gëj Du kavës kja unuje Pësë
të Hi folks! Thursday night, Graham Sutherland. The 21st century Jacobite. Back after a short hiatus. Good to be back, folks. Good to be back. Had trouble with Uber, but we're okay. We're kind of sorted now through Skype. We can do it through, patch it through Skype. So, yeah, like I say, good to be back. Middle of December. Very strange time and interesting and strange time in history. It really is. We're having a right interesting time with the American elections. And we've discussed this before, but things are really bad. What we're dealing with now, I mean, this is way, way beyond left and right politics now. We're into a completely different realm. This is what's happened. It's not just in America. I mean, it's a global thing. They seized the Dominion voting machines in Frankfurt, as you probably know, and found out that they were basically just full of glitchy software that could swing votes and, you know, virtually do anything with number crunching and make whoever they wanted, whoever they choose, to be the winner regardless of, I mean, the whole thing, it's basically just it's a computer designed to cheat. That's what it is. So what we've got is, we've got the whole media on side, and it would appear the High Court, Supreme Court, is also in bed with the very same people. This is treason. It's very serious. It is treason. There's no question about it. Now, there's a couple of generals step forward. That would be General McKierney and another general. Try to remember his name. Two of them have came forward and said that this is treasonous. What's happened has completely undermined the whole constitution, basically. So, yeah, the other general was Major General Vallely, Valley. So they've basically come out and said, wait a minute, this is quite mind-blowing what's happened. Quite mind-blowing. And Trump is going to have no choice but to, invoke an act to make the military what would you say overrule the decisions of the corrupt courts, because that's what's happening. Basically, it's a communist takeover. That's what we're witnessing. We're witnessing a communist takeover. Make no question about that. That is exactly what's happening. Biden and company are very much in league and in the pockets of communist China. And China are more and more influencing domestic politics in the US and indeed Canada. The word on the street as well is that the Canadian Prime Minister Trudeau is actually Chavez's son, which is quite mind blown. But regardless, there's Chinese harbors, Chinese warehouses, Chinese industrial estates, and large swathes of Chinese land in Canada and in America now. They've been doing a silent, kind of quiet, subtle takeover, and more Chinese influence. Now, Biden and his cohorts are clearly working for the Chinese, clearly. And they managed to dig up a fair bit of dirt on him and his son, and indeed his son, Hunter. So they've got all this dirt on him, and they've got him filmed in compromising situations with young girls and whatnot. But nevertheless, what we're witnessing here is absolutely biblical. It's massive. It's a huge, huge scam. It's absolutely 100% treasonous. There's no question about it. And when the military take over, and they will have to, because if they overturn Biden's presidency, which they're going to do, they're going to have to do it, they can't let it go. It can't be. This can't be swept under the rug. The levels of corruption and duplicity, and every single possible kind of fraud that you can imagine, at the ballot box, at the machine, at people's doorsteps. You know, double votes, dead people voting, software glitches in the machine, industrial scale. Glitches in the machines to swing it to Biden. It's like, yeah, as I say, every single type of possible voter fraud has been implemented this time, including thousands of dead people voting and people very obviously voting twice. Now, like I say, this cannot absolutely be, it just can't be swept under the rug. Now, the media are part of the problem, because the media are still rattling on about Biden and how he's the president-elect and how, you know, he's going to be taking the stage very shortly and all this kind of stuff, but it's all a fraud, it's all fake. They were saying this before the final votes were even counted. The media were saying that Biden had won because they knew that he couldn't lose because they were cheating, and they were cheating in a massive industrial scale. So that's what's happened. That's exactly what's happened. And they've got international help. This is beyond American borders. Definitely, absolutely. These are globalists, and these are global socialists, to be more specific for you. So, treason, punishable by death. These are very, very serious matters. They really are. But that's what's happened. That's what's happened. It's been absolutely hijacked. The Constitution has been rubbished. It's just been made an absolute fool of. And ultimately, the people. It's the people. It's basically been made a fool of. I mean, this is mind-boggling, like I say. So, Major General Vallely, his friend and comrade, if you like, the other general, they basically came forward and said, McKierney, it's an Irish name, small c, it's just an absolute bombshell. But they've come forward and said they can't let it roll, they can't let it go. The Constitution is at stake here. This is way, way, way bigger than any of your, normal domestic left and right stuff. This is way beyond that. This is we're into serious, very serious matters here. And it's got to be overturned. They can't ignore it. I mean, even Democrats are coming out now and saying, look, this is not good. We can see there's been highly questionable things happening. Highly questionable things happening. And, you know, putting the left and right political thing aside for, you know, for a moment, we have to look at the bigger picture here and realize that the whole Constitution has been undermined and hijacked, stolen by these extreme communists. And that's basically what, you know, that's basically what we're dealing with. It's really obvious. I mean, it really is. And when you listen to the media, they're not even really speaking about it much. They're pushing this whole COVID thing. It reminds you of the Russia thing. Very similar. How they just absolutely saturate you. Tonight I watched a report, and it was about the escalating amount of, you know, COVID-19 cases reported, and it was just, you know, even the tone of voice they were using, it was just absolute. I mean, it was just pure theatre. It was actually embarrassing. It was embarrassing to hear them. You know, the rhetoric, it was really embarrassing. They were just like, it was like listening to, you know, a 1970s Radio Moscow program or something. You know, the propaganda. It was just like disgusting, the way they were trying to push it across. Treating people like fools, trying to amp up this COVID-19 thing and make it into something that it's absolutely not. And we already know they're misogyny numbers and exaggerating the numbers and, you know, just making everything hysterical. So they're selling it to us again. They're trying to unite us in fear, because remember, they want to sell a lot of vaccines. They've got a lot of vaccines to sell. There's billions and billions and billions of dollars at stake here. Now, talking about the vaccines, they've had a lot of problems. The people that have actually taken it already, there's a lot of people got really sick, like really sick, really ill with it. And this has not been touched by mainstream media. And we know what's going to happen. People are going to start dropping like flies. That's what's going to happen. And that's what it's designed to do. It's designed to cull the aging population. And anyone who's obese or old or whatever, that's what they're trying to do. That's exactly what they're trying to do. We know what they're trying to do. We know what the plan is here. I mean, it's all so obvious. I mean, just 20, 30 years ago, we kept hearing about how the population was top-heavy. You know, it was basically like a big bubble. And the working age people, basically there weren't enough working age people to pay the pensions of the baby boomers that are coming up for retirement now. In fact, a lot of them have already retired. But they've been speaking about that for a while, and it was a real fear. Something had to give. In the UK, they've actually made the retirement age higher. It's went from, it's in a complicated sliding scale, but they've actually put it up from 65 to 66 or 67 or 68 in some cases. And you've also got to have paid into your national insurance, you know, with your national insurance contributions for 33 years now, as opposed to 30 before. So they've moved that up as well. They've moved up the contributing years, and they've also, as I say, moved up the age, because they can't afford it. it's a bubble that's going to burst. There's not enough younger folk in employment paying taxes to sustain it. And that was clearly their fear, and that was clearly the motivation behind this dodgy vaccine. Obvious what they're doing. Absolutely obvious what they're doing. So that's the situation. The military will have to take over. There's no question about it, because the military court, Trump's civilian court, and military law, police state, all of that stuff, and they'll need a reset. They'll need an absolute reset. They knew they were cheating in the last election, let's face it. You know, when Obama got in, absolutely useless, worthless president. Absolutely useless. Famous for buying children, that's about it. Flying in hot dogs, as he said, from out of state for their paedophile parties. That's the only thing Obama's famous for. So that election was obviously rigged. Well, both terms. The Clinton mafia, before that was obviously rigged. And going right back to Bush. You look at Bush, you know, George W., and you think, just an idiot. The guy's got no... He can't even communicate properly. He's certainly not an orator. He's a very, very poor communicator. He's not very articulate. He's also got a habit of starting to say something and then completely forgetting his point. A bit like Joe Biden, really. Senile dementia. But nevertheless, that election, they found loads of irregularities with the George Bush thing, George Bush election. Remember, he was standing against Al Gore, the famous climate alarmist. He said we'd all be underwater by 2008. He said that the whole West Coast of the United States would be underwater. I don't know if you remember that. And he also said in an earlier alarmist hysterical speech that there would be by the year 2000 there wouldn't be enough fresh water and there would be so much there'd be no ice left. That was his other thing. There'd be no ice left in the poles. Absolute joke of a man, Al Gore. I bought the book. I remember buying the book, Earth in the Balance. That was his book. And I bought it. I was quite naive. I bought it thinking it was to do with the arms race, nuclear stockpiles and whatnot. I assumed that's what it was about, but it's not. It was just a whole load of waffle about the seasons and about the weather, you know, climate change and all this kind of stuff. Just alarmist propaganda, basically. Interesting that Prince Charles basically not only says the same thing, but he uses the same cliches as Al Gore. They all use the same cliches. They all use the same, you know, throwaway buzz phrases and stuff, just designed to scare people, really. But they're all globalists. They're all part of the same cabal. So they're running. Seem to be running the Supreme Court, as well as the media now. The media are disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. I was watching the BBC tonight. I often watch the BBC and CNN just for the comedy value. So they were banging on about Joe Biden, and you know, he was going to do this and he was going to do that, and also at the same time selling as a COVID-19 fear porn thing. And you know, I'm starting to think, you know, if you join the dots, where did COVID-19 come from? Well, it seemed to originate in China and exploded in the US, or at least it exploded in the US media, because we know it was like 90% hype, 10% fact. So it exploded in the US media, and I'm absolutely convinced it was the same crowd, the same communist, globalist, occultists who are running the deep state. Biden and his team and everything else are all part of the the same sick, you know, fraud. They're all part of it, and the media are obviously in bed with them. I mean, you can see it. It's really, really obvious. But it's also becoming obvious that they've used COVID-19 as a smokescreen. That's what they've done. COVID-19 is a smokescreen. And the election theft, the treason, that's the real reason behind everything. That's the big issue. The treasonous election takedown, because that's what it is. That's a big issue. COVID-19 is a smokescreen. That's what's happening. And being true to form, they've peddled nothing but hysterical nonsense and lies and exaggerated issues and foisted them on the public. That's what they've done. It's disgusting what they've done. And remember, it's not like this is a one-off. I mean, these people, they were trying for years to sell us a narrative of Russian collusion and a narrative of you know, impeaching the president and everything. They've never accepted the last election. So it's absolutely obvious they're going to try and hijack this one. Absolutely obvious. And that's exactly what they've done. But like I say, the military is going to step in here. They've got to. Trump's going to have to crash the system. I mean, the system is, it's played out, isn't it? It's, you know, it's kind of, it's imploded with corruption. That's what's happened. You know, the concept of voting is a good one. It's a fair one. It's a just system. It's a very just system, providing it's done honestly. But it's not been done honestly. It's been undermined in every single possible way, you know, available to man. They've done everything. The most disturbing thing is all the duplicate votes and people that have moved house, you know, from one state to another. Having two votes, a vote in each state. There's a whole rash of them. There's a whole pile of them came to light. That, you know, that was how it tipped the scales and put the numbers way up. There was more voters than there were registered. There were more votes than there were registered voters. It's absolutely incredible. And the media are ignoring this. That's the thing. With the exception of a few reports done by Fox, you know, the rest of the mainstream news channels, including CNN and whatnot, they've completely ignored it. Instead, they're trying to make us take our eyes off of the ball. By bombarding us with fear porn, COVID-19. Oh, the numbers are up, the numbers are up. Well, what they never mention is the fact that, you know, there's massive amounts of people now had COVID-19 and recovered from it. And it doesn't seem to be that big a deal. Loads of people have, thousands, but they never speak about that. They never speak about the thousands of people that have recovered. The way that propaganda's coming in now on all your mainstream news channels and in, well, the BBC, gosh. And it really is a George Orwell 1984 situation. It really is the style of the propaganda. It's like really palpable, you know. You know they're just hyping everything up, making a hysterical narrative prior to selling everybody this vaccine. So I'll make a prediction. Thousands of people will die with this vaccine. Thousands of them will. And they'll try every trick in the book not to publicize it. And it'll be like a tidal wave. When it finally comes out, you know, the vaccine is killing people. And, it's already killed thousands of people. By the time that comes out, you'll have probably about 60% of the world's population will have been vaccinated. Well, they reckon they need 72%. That was one of the numbers they used, 72% in order to cause herd immunity. That's what they're saying. It's going to kill people. We know it's going to kill people. And it'll be a slow death. In a lot of cases, it'll just weaken people. It'll weaken their immunity. It'll screw up their immune system to such an extent to be, you know, their health will be compromised. The slightest bug or whatever people get, it'll kill them because they've been weakened by this horrendous vaccine they're pushing upon us. Well, that's obviously what the real end game is. I mean, if these people, I mean, it's not complicated, you know, it's not complicated at all. If you apply the common sense test to all of this, if these people like Fauci and Bill Gates and whatnot, if they were actually truly concerned about people's health and people's well-being, they would be helping the 20,000 a day or whatever it is. I can't remember the exact number. But they'd be helping these people that are starving to death abroad in all these poor countries. And they'd be helping them, yeah. They'd be doing something to directly to stop that horrendous thing happening. Clean water. There's a lot of African countries, they don't have access to clean water. So if Bill Gates and Fauci and so on were truly concerned about people, they'd be tackling these issues. They'd be tackling these problems like, you know, not getting access to clean water, not getting access to basic anti-diarrhea medications and whatnot. Real basic stuff that would save thousands and thousands of lives. But they're not. And the reason they're not is because they're about culling the population. They're about thinning the herd. They're not. That's what they want. They're obsessed with it. They're absolutely obsessed with the fact that they think there's too many people in the world. That's what they think. In any time you get a chance to listen to any of these mad globalists, including Prince Charles, Bill Gates and Fauci and company, and even likes of Prince Philip and whatnot, and even Mark Zuckerberg and young Prince William, they all say the same stuff. Overpopulation, overpopulation, overpopulation. And they keep, I mean, it's mind control. It's a type of, it's a type of spell casting. That's what it is. They're casting a spell. Because if you keep repeating a mantra to someone over and over and over again, even although in your conscious mind you know it's false, it still drops into your subconscious. That's how spells work. That's the very essence of witchcraft. That's the nature of witchcraft. That's what they do. That's the very essence of it. It's like you just keep repeating stuff over and over again. It really does stick. It sticks in your mind. So that's what they're about. These people are involved in witchcraft. Quite obviously involved in witchcraft. And the vaccine is no more than a witch's brew. It's a potion. That's exactly what it is. And it's not designed to it's not designed to cure you. It's designed to make you ill and keep you ill, but keep you alive just long enough to sell you more medication and sell you more medical treatment for a few years. So, you know, you'll be perpetually weak and in need of more of their pills and more of their potions because you were stupid enough to take a vaccine in the first place. And that's another interesting one. You know, I've been thinking about that. And the people that are pro-vaccine, when you listen to them, when you listen to their rhetoric, they are brainwashed. They come out with exactly the same cliches that they've heard on the Masonic media, you know, just repeating them. Like, like some sort of, it's like a team slogan or something. It's quite blind. But you can clearly see that some people have been got at, you know, they have actually been got at. The systematic mind control has got through to a large swathes of the public, and they will take the vaccine. They will, and they will get sick, and they will die. And that's what will happen, and that's what's designed to happen. So in one respect, you can kind of draw strength from that. You can kind of draw strength from that, because, you know, if they're stupid enough to get a vaccine that was rolled out in a hurry, way quicker than any vaccine's ever been rolled out before in the world, and it's got DNA sequences in it, which is another first. They've never done that before. They've never put, gene-altering DNA in a vaccine. So I think if anyone's stupid enough to get this, they kind of deserve what's coming to them. I mean, we've got, as human beings, we've got a God-given immune system that's extremely robust, very efficient, and better than any toxic brew you can inject into yourself. You know, obviously. And anything you do inject into yourself, it's gonna compromise your natural immunity. It's not gonna supplement it or help it or aid it or assist it or whatever. That's naive nonsense. Now, the other thing as well is to keep in mind, if they for 1 minute thought that vaccines had any merit and they were reasonably safe, they wouldn't have managed to legally wangle it so they don't have to pay any compensation. They don't have to pay, they don't have to admit liability. put it that way. And they don't have to pay out any compensation. They're immune to it. Now, what does that tell you? It tells you that they know there's a good chance it's going to kill a lot of people, or maim or injure a lot of people. They know that. That's what's going to happen. They know that's going to come down the line. So they've not got any liability. You won't get, you know, if you get permanently blinded or sterilized or something as a direct result of receiving the vaccine, or, you know, you develop an extreme sickness or end up in a wheelchair, or, you know, you can't walk or whatever, because this has happened. It happened with the swine flu vaccine. It caused a lot of injuries to people, but there's no payout. Now, that was in the 80s. I can't remember the exact date, the swine flu thing. I think it might have been 83 or 85, something like that. But it killed a lot of people, and it totally wrecked a lot of people's lives. There's people that are walking about in, you know, braces and struts and having to use sticks to get around is a direct result of the swine flu vaccine. Now, remember, that was a kind of old-school vaccine. There was no DNA in it or any of this, you know, enhanced, manipulated cellular stuff, you know, DNA from fetuses or any of that bizarre stuff. There was none of that in it. But it killed people and it maimed people. And there's still folk trying to pursue compensation claims, and they've never received anything. People that's ended up, as I say, up in a wheelchair, not even able to walk, and they've had nothing from the pharmaceutical industry, because they're not interested in keeping people they're not interested in saving people's lives. They're interested in keeping people sick, because they won't. Patients, they don't want cures. They obviously want patients. That's what they're trying to do. And it would be too obvious if, you know, the vaccine just killed you immediately. That'd be way too obvious. And they couldn't play with you. They couldn't play with you if that was the case. You know, you would be, you'd be dead. So that's what they want to do. They want to keep people permanently weak and permanently sick so they can continue to sell vaccinations. So the big pharma, you know, it's behind this, and these globalists, they're controlling the media. Make no mistake about that. These are not separate identifiable groups that are working, you know, on their own merits, or on their own agenda. They're all part of the same thing. They're all in bed with the Luciferians, the left-wing communist globalists, the deep state. Call them what you like, but they're all the same evil cabal. And they would be quite obviously receiving assistance and help from communist China. You know, there's no question about that. I mean, they're already over here. They're already in the States. They're already in Canada. They're already in Europe, stirring a pot. They're good at that as well. I mean, there's a war on right now. There is a war. There's a war on right now, except it's just not a conventional tanks and bombs kind of war. It's a war for your mind. It's a war of, it's a psyop, isn't it? It's psychological warfare. It's a battle for your mind. They're trying to pervert everyone's way of thinking. You know, to accept the Luciferic agenda they're putting on everyone. That's exactly what's going on. But it was not happening quick enough for them. It wasn't happening quick enough. That's why they kept trying to steal the election. They tried to hijack the election at first. Since the last 4-year term, ever since that happened, ever since Trump got in, he totally screwed up their plans. He threw a spanner in the works. He put the globalists back to back to square one. That's what's happened, and they went absolutely crazy. Made themselves so obvious because they're so desperate to get rid of him. So this grand fraud, that's just the latest in a whole string of desperate measures. But make no mistake, this is treason. And Trump can't surrender. He can't. He just cannot surrender. Like I say, the military are stepping in. So he doesn't really have a choice. Anyway, it's got to go the way of military tribunal. It's got to. That's the only thing that can happen. The Constitution has been hijacked and undermined by these elitists. So the only possible way back, is a military takedown. It's the only thing that will work. And it's got to happen. I mean, if they let this go, you know, if we followed the media narrative and just pretended everything was okay and, you know, that there may have been a little bit of fraud here and there, but nothing major, if we followed that line of thinking, the communist globalists would get into power. But it's much more serious than that. There would never, ever be fair elections again. They've attempted to totally hijack a system in the most treasonous, blatant fashion. So it can't be let go, because they'll just reinforce their lead the next time. And I mean, it's absolutely infantile. He's got no, I mean, Biden hardly had any support. He was struggling to fill shop car parks. You know, small retail car parks. He was struggling to fill them when he was doing his rallies and his talks and stuff. And then you look at, Trump, by complete contrast, filling stadiums. Hundreds of thousands of people, you know, because the people were behind him. The people know what's going on. The left have gotten so shameless, it's so obvious, it's so desperate. It's woken so many people up. So there's no option here. There's not a nice way to do this. There's not an easy way to do this. The military have even said that they're going to have to step in and just overturn it. Trump won by a landslide. It's obvious Trump won by a landslide. So they can't let this go. Just absolutely can't let it go. The whole fabric of American society has been ripped to shreds. It really has. They're making a fool of the people. They're making an absolute ass of the Constitution and making a fool of the people. And that can't be allowed to happen. It just can't. Not just in 2020. We can't continue with that charade going forward. It's just absolutely out of the question. You know, they've undermined the democracy with this treason to such an extent it's made America a global laughingstock. I mean, that's the long and short of it. They've made America a laughingstock. It's supposed to be the greatest democracy. No. No, I'm afraid not. It's an international joke. I mean, that sounds quite harsh, but it is. It really is. People are laughing at the US. So it's definitely a communist takeover bid. That's what we're seeing. And I would suspect that a lot of the money is coming from China, and it's being funneled through mad globalists and corrupt globalists like George Soros and what's his name? I can't remember. This one, right? This went out of my head for a moment. But yeah, you know what I mean. These people are really old. They're really basically being kept alive by some kind of strange potion. We kind of know what that is, don't we? Henry Kissinger. That was a name I was trying to think of.
He's another one.
So they're using, they've been trying to push this communist agenda for years, let's face it. They've been trying for years. So they're obviously getting major kickbacks from China. Biden has had 47 years, that's how long he's had, to try and implement his socialism or, you know, some of his super duper ideals. He's had all of that time as vice president and whatnot. But he's, you know, nothing's happened. So it's quite naive in the extreme to think he'll somehow, he'll somehow come all right now that he's the president. So he's a compulsive liar. I think that's the thing we've got to focus on. He's been lying his way through his political career. He lied about his grades in high school. He lied about his grades. He lied about his achievements. He lied about all of that. He accepted bribes from, I don't know if you'd call them bribes. Well, he accepted kickbacks and money in the Ukraine. He got his inexperienced son a job in an oil company and all that. It's horrendous how corrupt they are. They're basically bullying themselves around, trying to sell their position, trying to sell favors to people for money, millions. You know, so they're lying in their own pockets. They don't care about you. That's the difference between Trump and Biden. Trump's actually representing the ordinary person, the ordinary working class or middle class family. That's what he's representing. Biden is only interested in furthering the communist agenda, taking bribes, and making an absolute packet on the side. Absolute packet on the side. With, you know, duplicity. So, because this is such a big deal, treason is a big deal. There'll have to be, for a lot of these movers and shakers that's organized this huge international scam, the death penalty will have to be implemented. It'll have to. They'll have to make it a huge deterrent for any other wannabe scammers and that in the future who want to try this nonsense. They're going to have to. And treason does kill. It does carry the death penalty. They will be. Well, they will face capital punishment, and so they should. We're trying to undermine the whole constitution. And just imagine for one moment if he got in. Wow. in a few short months would be, guarantee you, would be at war all around the Middle East again. They'd put troops back into Syria, troops back into Libya, because the people manufacturing these missile systems and everything, they need to make money. And that's all that, it doesn't matter. I mean, and the more people they kill, the better, because they're eugenicists. And the more expensive weapons they can sell, and the more boots on the ground they've got, military boots on the ground they've got, the happier they are, because that's what oils their gears. That's exactly what oils their gears. It's, it doesn't take a rocket science to work it out. I mean, that's what's going on. So you've got Big Pharma in bed with mainstream news, in bed with the globalists, which also incorporates the paedophile establishment. Because let's not forget about that. These people are child trafficking maniacs and everything.
Excuse me, Graham. I hate to interrupt, but it seems that the hour is already up, sir.
Yes, I noticed that, Richard. I'll just wind up shortly, very shortly. Yeah, that was a quick hour, folks. But I'm glad I got that one out. You know, I had to make that point. Watch this space. Realize that because of the treason, it's only the military it can topple this corrupt court system, this corrupt legal system that you've got, because it's much bigger and deeper than folk realized. But anyway, yeah, that was a quick hour, folks. We're at the top of the hour again, so I'm going to wind up. I will be back next week with another 21st Century Jacobite, all being well. And I'm going to say good night now, and God bless, and look forward to speaking to you next week.
Covers count.